Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from Daf Peches is the fascinating interplay. Everything in Torah is connected. It's connected in a beautiful system. And Bezras Hashem, we will discuss a common suggestion that is given by great poskim in instances where women have difficulty conceiving and how it is learned from the celebration of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Our Gemara, starting already on Daf Pei Vav Amabez, had two opinions, a big machlokis between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan, whether Shavuos was celebrated on the 6th of Sivan or on the 7th of Sivan. The Gemara on Pei Zayin Amar Aleph, and it is echoed again on Peiches Amar Aleph in the first 10 lines as well, suggests that the machlokis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan, amongst other things, revolves around whether the men had to separate from the wives for 3 full days, which we would call 6 full onas, because if during the 6th onas there would be pleitas shichva zera, that would make the woman tame. The Chachamim, who say that there were only 2 days, they hold that the maximum is 3 onas. Hence, part of the machlokis between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan was whether the separation was a 3 full days, 6 full onas, or 3 onas itself will be acceptable. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya and Hilchos Nida, in Simin Kuf Tzadi Vav Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber Paskins, like the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, according to our Gemara, that says that a woman needs to wait 6 full onas from the time that she had relations with her husband. And that is, as the Mechaber says, the 5th day after she had relations is the earliest time that she could count her Shiva Nikim. And therefore, according to the pure din, if her period started on Sunday, she'd be able to count from Thursday the first of her Shiva Nikim, but no earlier than that. Of course, we know that we wait 5 full days, and only the 6th is the first of her Shiva Nikim, and that is a cheshbon that the Rama introduces in Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav, again in that halacha, Sivchot Yud Aleph, which Beis Hashem, when we do Hilchos Nida, we will discuss. Now, one of the challenges, Baruch Hashem, my wife and I were zocha to learn a lot from Rav Menachem Borstein and the staff of Mechon Puah, and we used to speak to couples that had difficulties conceiving. And one of the most common problems is that often a woman ovulates a little bit before she goes to the mikvah. We pointed out that according to the Mechaber, really a woman would have to wait only 4 full days and count beginning her Shiva Nikim on the 5th. So the Chumrah of the Rama, which we did not mention, every once in a while, poskim will be makel if that will bring her to go to the mikvah on the day of her ovulation. It is not only that we can move up and not be machmir on 4 days of the period time before she counts the Shiva Nikim because of the fear of Poleta Shichva Zera, but there is another reason that we can also keep in mind that comes out from Hilchos Shavuos. Rabosai, when do we celebrate Shavuos? On the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan? The Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Tzadi Dalet points out in Sif Katan Hagdoma to the halachos of Shavuos, it's before even any Sif Katan in that Simen. The Magen Avraham points out that it's strange. We follow Shavuos as being the 6th of Sivan. That's the opinion of the Rabbanan. Yet when it comes to the halachos of Pleita Shichva Zera, we're machmir for 6 full onas, even according to Mechaber, even before you get to the Schumra of the Ramah of 5 full days. Mechaber has 4 full days. Mechaber introduces 5 full days. Points out the Magen Avraham, if our custom is to celebrate Shavuos on the 6th of Sivan, that means that we believe that Pleita Shichva Zera is only 2 days, 3 onas,
not 3 full days, 6 onas, like the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Rather, in our custom, we have clearly followed the position of the Rabbana. This leads the Magen Avraham to say that in Yoredeya, Hilchos Nida, that's a Chumrah. It's not Meikur Dedina. And Meikur Dedina is where we chose and how we chose to celebrate Zman Matan Torah Seinu. So here we see a fantastic interplay, how Hilchos Arachayim and the cycle of the year will reflect how we look at in the case Bishas Hadchak. If Chas V'Chalila, a woman has not been able to conceive for a long time, this Magen Avraham is important, that this halacha of Pleita Shichvazera, especially if we know that the couple did not have relations beforehand, could very well be that this requirement of even 4 full days, obviously this requires the haskama of the Gedolei Olam, is based on a chumrah and not Meikur Dedina, according to the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham also points out that Shulchan Aruch is not consistent with the psak of the Rambam, who in Perek Hei Halacha Yud Aleph, paskins like the Chachamim also in terms of Pleitas Shichvazera. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes our fascinating halacha topic that connects our sugya and Arachayim and Yoredeya about when do we celebrate Shavuos and the halachos of Pleitas Shichvazera.